Moving on in Maseches Midos, we're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Echad Avnei HaKevesh v'Echad Avnei HaMizbeach mi Bikas Beis Kerem. The Avanim that were made for the Mizbeach, for the ramp of the Mizbeach, and for the Mizbeach itself, came from Bikas Beis Kerem, where you could find good stones. V'chof l'mata mei abesula, and they would dig under any untilled karka, u'mavi misham avanim shlemos, and they would bring these full, complete stones, shlo hunafaleim barzel, that iron never touched to cut these stones. Shabarzel posel benegia. If iron even touched the stones, it would posel them. Pegima bekol davar. And if the stone was actually had a pegima in it, it had any sort of nick or break in it, then it didn't matter if it was done by iron or anything else. It was posel. Nifkama achas mehen v'yipsula. If one of the stones became nicked, and it was already part of the mizbeach, it's posel, and you gotta fix it. You have to take another stone. V'kulan ksheros, but the rest of the stones that are still in the mizbeach that are not nicked are still going to be kosher, but you just can't use it while the nicked stone is still in there. You need to replace it. Umladenos and pamayim b'shana, they would plaster the mizbeach twice a year, achas b'pesach v'achas b'chag, once on Pesach, once on Sukkot, v'heichal pamachas b'pesach, and the heichal they would plaster once a year around Pesach time. Rabbi Omer, kol erev Shabbos umladenos of mapam b'nei adamim, that they would plaster the mizbeach twice a year. Not just twice a year, rather, but at Kol Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, they would clean the walls on the top of the Mizbeach with a mappa because of the dirty blood that was there. So maybe it wasn't just, I mean, the plastering in Echonami, that was done twice a year, but they'd have to do a cleanup every week. They wouldn't do the plastering with anything made out of barzel because that would then it might touch the stones and it would make them puzzle. Shabarzel nifralik Katzer Yomav Shel Adam, because barzel is created to shorten a person's life. I mean, it's what we make weapons out of. V'mizbech nivrala harich Yomav Shel Adam. The mizbech is there to give life, to lengthen life. Say no b'din sheyunif hamikatzer hamarich. So it's incongruous to have the mikatzer touching the marich or impacting the marich. Mishneh v'tabos hayulitzvono shel mizbech. There were rings on the northern side of the mizbech. Shisha storm shel arbar ba v'yeshom rabar shel shisha shisha. There were six rows of four rings each. Some say it was four rows of six rings each. Shalei and shechtem es hakachim, and they would shecht the kachim using those rings to hold the animal's neck down. Beis hamitbachayim hayu litzvono shel mizbeach. The butchering area was north of the mizbeach. V'alav shmona amudim nanasin, and they had these ten dwarf-like posts. Uravin shel erez al gabein, and they had a square cedar block of wood on top of each post. V'umkolio shel barzel hayu kvud behem, and they had hooks made out of barzel on these cedar blocks, and each of them had three rows of hooks, one on top of the other, and they would hang the animals by their hind legs, and they would skin the animal on the marble tables that were in between these posts. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we said that the Avnei HaKevesh and the Avnei HaMizbeach came from a place that had these beautiful smooth stones, and they had to get them from under untilled ground, and any pegima would ruin the stone, and we discussed how often they would plaster the Mizbeach twice a year, but they would have to wipe it off every Erev Shabbos, and when they would plaster, they would be careful not to use any barzel, because the barzel is meant to be makatzer yom of shel adam, the mizbeach is maruch yom of shel adam, so we don't want to never the twain shall mix. And then in Mishnah Hay we said about the rings by the Beis HaMitbachayim that were north of the mizbeach, and that's where they would shech the animals, and they had these little pillars that had that were made out of marble, but then had a wooden block on top of it with metal hooks coming out of it, and they would hang the animal upside down from it and have their bodies running across marble tables to skin the animals in between these posts. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav.